Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Now, if you're one of them, I would say that the Cade Klubnik can take a little break for a week, maybe. 24 of 26, 378, 5 touchdowns against the Appy State Mountaineers. And let me be very clear. This is a group of 5 team that we talked all week about. It could come in and could make life difficult for Clemson. And my take was what? You have to put this team down early. You have to
I talked to an App State fan Friday.
How is Diesel doing?
He was very optimistic about the game.
A lot of them were.
Yeah.
A lot of them were. And again, I don't blame them. They had reason to be. This team did a lot of good things during the off season. This team found some talent. This team had a lot of guys coming back from a relatively successful campaign last year. There was a lot of reason to be optimistic. And that was kind of the reason from the beginning that I said, you got to put this team down and you got to put this team down early. Well, I would say they did. 35 points in the first quarter. They set a record, did Clemson, for most points and most yardage by a team under the Tiger paw in the first quarter. In any quarter. This is a game. And very rarely do I do it. But this is a game that we finished. And I will acknowledge that I watched this game in a replay late Saturday. I was at the Furman game Saturday night. Thanks to our buddy Drew Ingraham and Jason Donnelly for inviting me out. Enjoyed it tremendously. A little Furman after dark under the bright lights of Paladin Stadium. Didn't go great, but it was an enjoyable experience. Talk about that later. I was watching this game along with friend of the show, Joey B. And we were, I'll put it this way. We were in the, where else? We were in the luxury box at Furman. All right. Where else am I going to sit? Right. And as we were sitting there, and Joey B is he's a Clemson guy who also is a Charleston Southern guy. Went to Charleston Southern, ended up at Clemson, yada, yada, yada. So bit of both. We're watching this game at Furman up in the luxury box. And as I'm looking around, I came to the realization that there were a lot of people up in the luxury box who were watching Furman, but had their phones out and were watching the Clemson game on their phone. And I'm like, all right, I get it, right? Like, it's college football Saturday. I'm the same way. I was inside. They had 2 TVs in the luxury box with different games on. I had my phone out with a game on it. And I was flipping around to whatever the highlights going on around the rest of the country were. But I look around at one point and like a solid number of fans in the stands, down in the stands below us in the box, solid number looking at their phones. And I'm like, what is going on right now? And then I get ding, a notification from one of the outlets that I have push notifications enabled on my phone for. And it says, Cade Klubnik, Clemson Tigers lead App State 35-0 after first quarter. And I was like, pardon me? So I went to a website that I go to, and this website effectively posts game updates, but they do it clip style, right? They clip highlights as the game goes on. And I'm looking at it, and here's Klubnik dropping dimes to Bryant Wesco Briscoe Jr. and Jake Brenningstuhl. Here's Phil Maffa on absolute break, 83-yard breakaway touchdown at one point. Like, and I want to be clear. No, this wasn't against Georgia, right? This wasn't against Tennessee. This wasn't against the big dog, with all due respect to Appy State. It's a very good group of five team. But no, I'm not putting Appy State with a top tier SEC, Big Ten, ACC team. Top tier. It's a good little team. It is definitely a team that if you take them lightly, if you look past them, they can come to the house and they can beat most Power 5 teams if they have a great day and the Power 5 team does not. Most. Not all. Most. So, I'm going to say something I don't often say. Great one. 10 of 10, no notes. Right? 10 of 10, no notes. Here's my, I do have a conspiracy theory though for you. You ready? Get your tin foil ready. Shape it into that cone. Put it over your head. Here's Rob's conspiracy theory for the day. Great one. I believe Garrett Riley was in control of the offense in this game. I don't believe he was against Georgia. And I'll tell you why. I was talking with Joey B. Clemson guy. Noted Clemson guy. Guy who knows ball. All right. I like talking football with Joe Bright. My guy gets it. We were talking about this game, about the Clemson-Georgia game. And Joe B was like, hey, go back and look. Anytime that we got tight, anytime that the game was close and Clemson had opportunities, we fell back on what? Fell back on screens, fell back on power runs, zero creativity. The Clemson way. I didn't feel that way about this game against Appalachian State. Felt like the playbook was open. Felt like there was a lot more creativity. It was not just the same 4, 5, 6 plays in a rotation. Felt to me like they were utilizing their strengths primarily on the outside. They were scheming two receivers. This is my problem. One of the things about the Clemson philosophy, when people go, what's that mean, Rob? What do you mean when the Clemson philosophy? Here's what I mean. I mean, in the Clemson philosophy, the last couple of years, I think they got so ingrained with having generational quarterbacks and NFL caliber wide receivers that you simplified the playbook. Because you could. You could just beat them with raw athleticism. When you don't have that, you have to scheme guys open. You have to run complicated routes and patterns on the outside to get guys open. And I don't feel that's been the case. I did feel that was the case in this game. I felt like you saw a lot of crosses. I felt like you saw a lot of complicated schemes that were throwing two or three guys into one area to spring one of those guys specifically. I felt like you saw a much more creative offense. And that leads me to believe that there is a reason for that. So my conspiracy theory is Dabo has been, if not directly at the controls in the headset the last couple of weeks, and I'm dating back to last year. And I feel like in this game, maybe it was an effort of, you know what, Garrett, I'm going to give you the controls and let's see what happens. And the answer was 35 points in the first quarter, 21 more in the second quarter, and a wide open offense that did not look, sorry for it, boring.
All right. So going forward this entire year, whenever Clemson plays poorly, it's going to be because Dabo was calling the plays.
No.
Whenever Clemson plays well, it's going to be, well, look, Garrett Riley's calling the plays. We've got two games. The sample size is very small. It really is. I know you're dating back to last year. A lot of people don't remember last year. It just sounds like a narrative being pushed already, so you could blame Dabo anytime they play
bad.
All right,
hang on. Two things. Number one, I don't know what the hell you mean already. I was saying this week 7 of last season, so already is literally almost a year old. All right? This is not a fresh conspiracy.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Conspiracy theory. Number two.
I don't remember last week. I'm not sure you either, but you know.
I remember takes I have.
You got a lot of stuff going on.
Specifically
right now.
The ones okay. I get right.
All right. Okay?
The ones I get right, I remember forever. Like I don't remember what I've been saying the last 4 weeks about Georgia Tech, for instance. I don't know what that is. People were texting me about Georgia Tech all weekend. I'm like, what are y'all texting me for? They lost to Syracuse. Of course they did. They're Georgia Tech. What are you talking about? Who's been talking good about Georgia Tech?
Who was Syracuse that quarterback?
That would be former Ohio Stater. Kyle McCord, that's right. I blanked there for a second. I don't know why. I literally interviewed him at ACC Media Days. All right, so here's why the conspiracy theory. Two things. Number one, it's not a fresh one. I had it last year too, so it's not a fresh conspiracy theory. Here's the second thing that I would like to respond to that you said. It is not, if Clemson plays good, it's Garrett. If it plays bad, it's Dabo. No. This is more about what happens on the field, not the result of it, okay? I go back to Georgia last weekend. If there was a game in the history of Clemson football that you should have opened up the playbook, been creative, right? And I do think this is a me take. Fight me if you wish. I think that Dabo over the past couple of years has kind of gotten into a bit of a habit of not wanting to put cards on the table early in the season, not showing the full hand, right? Exactly what you talked about with South Carolina, not wanting to show the full hand, not wanting to break open the playbook, not showing what everything up the sleeve is to save it for later in the season for more impactful games. I don't understand why it was that would have been the case against Georgia, but it was. Again, if you still got it on the DVR, go back and watch that game against Georgia in week one and tell me what you see. I'll tell you what I see in spots that Clemson was in the game, which by the way was like 2.79 quarters of football against Georgia. Clemson's in the game, and yet it was like rotating through the same seven plays, right? It's like when you play somebody on Madden that's not very good. They ask Corso and he gives you the same seven plays over and over, right? In this game, I didn't see that. I saw a change in offensive philosophy that was notable. I saw not just finding ways to get Bryant Wesco Jr. and Jake Brenningstuhl more involved. Because Brenningstuhl had, what, two or three catches against Georgia? Four or five targets. He's got to be more involved. In this game, he had seven catches on like eight or nine targets. That's what it needs to be. It felt to me like the playbook was open. It felt to me like this offense was more creative. It wasn't stale, and it felt stale against Georgia last week. It felt open. It felt more creative. It felt like the run scheme was more than just power run. We're just going to dominate the line and power run. No, I saw a lot more pulling backside guards. I saw a lot more utilizing skill position players in different blocking tactics off the outside for Phil Maffa. I saw a lot of that. In the pass game, a lot more complicated passing schemes. A lot more in terms of crossing patterns, running two receivers to a spot, utilizing one as less of a target, more of a decoy for Cade Klubnik, trying to get single high safeties drawn the wrong direction. It looked like a much more complicated passing offense, and Cade took advantage of that. Yes, it was against down talent for sure, all right? I don't know if Clemson is going to be able to come out and have the same success against, and hey, they look bad against Tennessee, another team that won me a lot of money this weekend, because I told you, believe the hype, bull. But NC State has a dramatically better linebacker core, and front seven as a whole, than App State does. So we'll see if those patterns are there and utilized, but I'll tell you how I felt, and I said this while I was sitting there watching this game with Joey B at Firm. I said, this feels like a different offense. Not in terms of, you know, excitement, enthusiasm, yada, yada, yada. You know what it felt like to me? It felt like the offense evolved. It felt like to me it was a much more well-drawn up tactical offense. We're going to utilize receiver X to scheme open receiver Y, which has not been the case. In years gone by, it's felt like we're going to put X there and Y there, run them both on a straight route and hit whoever's open. And guess what? Sometimes they're not open. Sometimes you have to scheme guys open. New Orleans did this to the Panthers all day long. They weren't doing anything like just leaning on Raheed Shaheem. It wasn't just leaning on the talent. It was scheming Raheed open. It was scheming your fastest wide receiver open by utilizing utilizing two routes on the right side to make J.C. Horn step up to work Shahid in behind him and then hit him with the deep ball. And it worked. That's what I got. That's the vibe I got from Clemson. We're going to use these two as a decoy to draw defenses over, and then we're going to pop the big pass. And when Cade has big passes there, he was knocking them down. Even if you are one of the, you have to acknowledge, even against App State, Cade Klubnik looked like a new dude. Hence, my conspiracy theory that Dabo got out of the way and said, let's see what the Garrett Riley offense looks like. And it looked good, dude.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. Well, we'll see. For Clemson fans' sake and for Cade's sake, I guess, I hope you're right. But I just don't, I'm not buying it.
Texters.
He had a great game. Against a lower level talented team.
Lower level talented team.
But still, what he was supposed to do. What they were supposed to do.
Dude, this is
how they were supposed to handle App State.
If Cade finished the game 24 of 26, 378, five touchdowns over a four-quarter spread, I'd be like, that's a good game. That was one half. That's a half. Had he stayed on pace, you are looking at, mathematically, 48 of 52 for 800 yards and 10 touchdowns. That's the pace he was on.
Yeah, but if he did that against Georgia, he would be winning the Heisman Trophy.
But do you see my point? This is not a question. This is a statement. It was a different offense. I'm talking schematic. Texas said, Rob, Dabo was not holding a clipboard when Clemson had the ball. Normally he does, hence the conspiracy theory. Texas said, come on, Lonzo. It was an obvious change in offensive philosophy and strategy that makes it obvious that Riley had more control. I'm not a Clemson fan and have no reason to defend Garrett Riley or Dabo.
Yeah, we'll see going forward. It was a game against an inferior team. We'll see what they do next week.
Don't disagree. NC State coming to the house, and I will tell you right now, not next week. They get a week off, Clemson. It is the 21st.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, that game is not got a time yet. That's the wedding day. I really hope they play that game at noon so I can watch it. No other reason.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.